And today is Pulim Kofen, that's why we didn't say Tachanun and Lamlatseah. There's no Hetzpit and Tainus on today, because there were certain days that they were Sakan of Yontif because of the Nick, called Megillas Tainus. There were many Yom Tovim, they don't exist anymore, but the part of Megillas Tainus. But that Sakana of Yontif, of Megillas Tainus, remains on Pulim Kofen. The Pulim Kofen was Pulim. And today is also Yontif. Called Megillas Tainus. That's why it affects what we're doing. It says that some say one is required to have Mishta v'Simcha on Yudal Adoration. The minig is not so, but it says Yabek Tas v'Suzeg Yidei Lotis Yidei Machmirin. Machmir to eat a little more. Depends why you're eating. If you're eating...
Okay, we got the message.
The Tzoyz Leiv Mishta Tomid. A person who has a good heart is always v'Simcha. So it's a time to remind ourselves of the Nisan that happened then, history repeats itself always. There was a God of Ador then called Mordechai HaTzadik. And it was not listened to in the beginning. And it took 9 years, a course of 9 years, people were saying that Mordechai, that old man, got it wrong. We have good connections with Ahasuerus and everything will be alright. But Hashem showed us that good connections were not so good because he was more connected with Haman than he was connected with us. When we faced the children, then Nafuchu, everything switched around. And the Zeichus and the big Yeshuas. So, Kamuvan, now's the time to be the most powerful of them all, Kodesh Baruch. And the ones who know best what Kodesh Baruch wants is Gedolei Yisrael. Last night there was a big meeting. Gedolei Yisrael, his mom is heartbreaking to see a person who was, could barely walk in his mid-90s, slapping himself out because he felt it was an important thing. He should vote for Greenberg and not Gimel this time, and Degel. Salad, Yimel, Lamed, a flag. Read the word, Yitzhak Shem Yasiyad Shemaya. I have seen over the years amazing things. The ones that don't listen, they think they're going to gain a lot, they lose everything. The people that thought they're going to get buildings and this and that, the whole motion collapsed. It happens every time. To be successful, and the only way to be successful, the Gashmi is Uberuchis. I guarantee you will be just as clean, Yitzhak Shem, and that's the most important thing to you and I. And maybe we'll have something that's going to start really caring for the needs of everybody in this city. I'll be a big nice, and even that can happen. Come on, the main thing is to be Mabes Chuyas, to be Mispel Takadosh Bohu, for Yeshuas, not only this, we have a big situation over here, bigger situation, not just Beit Shemesh. We have the whole country, the whole Klai Yisrael, the Tzor. The more we're closer to Takadosh Bohu, the more we will be greater to Yeshuas Hashem. When the Chofetz Chaim says in the Parsha, the Tzavah, the pasuk that says, "V'shachati b'tzarich b'nei Yisrael v'yisi lohem le'lekim." It says to praise b'nei Yisrael. It's just saying to buy it, not buy Klal Yisrael. The Torah means that Hashem is mamish within us. Hashem is within us. We are totally connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Other nations of the world, Hashem just watches over them. But by us, is mamish connected internally with us. It says, Hashem is Zion Godel. Hashem will be great in Zion, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Ramu Akolu Amin. In Zion itself, he will be great. That means the Jews that are going with HaKadosh Baruch from Zion and the Mitzvah, Hashem will be, His greatness will be within us. But the Goyim will Akolu Amin. He's just on top of them. He's not intimately connected with them. We should be ready for the Mitzvah. Make ourselves compatible to that. Shabbos is getting later and later every week. We have a lot of time to learn now. And Papa Ryan.